Letter. Ribby, good morning. How are you?
Hey, damn Miller Man. What do you say there, Georgie?
Hey, Ribby.
Hey, say hi to Peter King, Ribby.
Hey, Peter, good to talk to you again.
What's going on, Ribby? Good to talk to a Jersey guy.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since about 1979. We were at Dan Tanner's in L.A., a bar, and you and me, Lester Hayes and Percy Sledge were having a beer together.
I forgot Wilson Pickett. He was there, too.
Yeah. That's right. Wilson was there.
All right, now, you may have heard or may have not heard, Ribby, Peter's kind of assessment of what the Cowboys did. Greg Ellis, a possible reach, but, you know, they might have some impact guys. You kind of agree with what Peter had to say about the Cowboys?
Well, Peter, I hate to disagree with you here, but, Greg Ellis is a little bit of a reach, but I'm very impressed with this young man's positive muscle arms, and I think that you're underrating his positive muscle arms.
Okay, well.
Is that how you rank defensive ends, by the way, Peter, was muscle arms?
Yeah, that's the thing that they added at the combine this year, the muscle arm test. You hold your arm out and you see how many people can hang from it. And so I think I forgot about that, and I think Ribby really has that one on cold.
Yeah, he does know what he's talking
about. That's what he's been talking about all these years.
Well, Ribby, how did you rate Arizona? Everybody seemed to give the Cardinals an A.
I tell you what, the Cardinals did great this year, and Peter and I agree on this, that Andre Wadsworth is certainly an excellent player. He's got the great hypothetical jump knees, and his distance exchange is superior to certain nuns in the church. But anyway, so he's very good, and Peter and I both see eye to eye on this. Now, then, Peter, I got to ask you, I saw that the star of this draft had to be Dante Culpepper. What do you make of Dante Culpepper?
Well, he didn't get picked. He's going to get picked next year.
He's still the star of the draft, though, right?
Well, only if you get picked. You can only be the star of the draft, Ribby, if you get picked. And unfortunately, he's not going to get picked until next year. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks picked next year, not this year.
What are you, showing me up on the show that I'm on all the time? Come on, Peter, what are you doing to me? You don't think the hell you hit me?
Come on, Ribby. Ribby.
Settle down.
He's just giving you some information.
It's hard to sugarcoat this one.
All right, now the two quarterbacks, Manning and Leith, there's a lot of debate about who's better. See, Ribby doesn't think either one of them are very good.
Yeah, to be honest, Peter, I had them falling out of this draft. And, I was surprised when they got picked so high, especially one and two there. Which one do you say is better, Peter?
Well, you've got a lot in common with Bill Walsh, because Bill Walsh said he would have picked Brian Greasy over these two guys.
You're damn straight I would have taken Brian Greasy.
Ribby, you don't even know who Brian Greasy is.
Yeah, I do. He's used to be in the Spinners, didn't he?
No, he's Bob Greasy's son, quarterback out of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I see Bob Greasy is having a lot more talent than Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. I really like Brian Greasy's his edge, his competitiveness, and his double-breasted spinal indicators that he has. He's got the booty thrust for that job. You got to agree with that, Peter.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no doubt. But let me ask you this. I mean, the big question in Arizona when you're talking about Manning and Leaf is who's going to be the best one over the long haul, and I think people are split on that one. What do you think, Rip?
Well, you kind of put me on the spot there, Peter. Well, I think that that's certainly the question for the long haul. That's the real question now. And I think that your question can best be answered in song, Peter.
Yes.
The old sports song sung so many years ago. Stuck on you, I got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Yes, I'm on my way. Bonnie Holiday went to Green Bay, didn't he?
Oh, gosh. Boy. Well,
you answer that one in song. That was good. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Peter, we're sorry we had to subject you to this, but it's in Ribby's contract. You know, he joins us every week, and in his contract it states that if we have another NFL expert on, he's got to be here to point counterpoint.
Right.
I'm happy about that because I have always, just as early in my sports writing career, I kind of worshipped at the altar of Gil Brandt.
Mm-hmm.
Late in my career, I am worshipping at the altar of Ribby Paltz.
Well, that's good. At least you've graduated from worshipping a baby photographer.
Hey, Peter, thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fellas.
All right, that's the great Peter King from CNN Sports Illustrated. Ribby,
Don't embarrass us like that.
We have you on with a nationally prominent guy, and you completely embarrass us.
Well, that damn guy put me on the spot, asking me all the questions about the draft and stuff.
Well, what do you expect? He was told that he was going to talk with a draft expert. For a draft expert, the questions he asked you were not tough.
I was told that he was going to come on and we were going to BS about Jersey.
I guess we didn't prompt you correctly.
Nah, you got to tell me these things in advance. I haven't been prepared. I'm not prepared for draft questions here. I was all ready to talk Olympics.
By the way, we were in New York last weekend. We didn't see you. You were supposed to come down to draft headquarters at the Garden. Where were you?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. I couldn't make it, but I was hanging out with Antoine Pons that got drafted by the Redskins.
Why?
I don't know. I was just hanging out with him because he had a funny name. Right?
You weren't hanging out with any other members of his family?
No, yeah. It was actually, we went out to the park one day, and we threw the frisbee around, and we had a picnic lunch with his mimi. And then after we heated up all the Vienna sausages and the cheese and cracker, then we went over to his mama's house, and she fixed his pancakes with the mama hands.
Jeez. Aunt Jemima, whatever it is, syrup on those?
Aunt Jemima.
Hey, Ribby, there's something real seedy about you being attracted to all these people's moms.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Ron Wolf has a good-looking mama. And Keith Booking has a good-looking mama. And Jacques Green has a good-looking mama.
Okay, I think we get it. I think we get the idea.
All right, Ribby, thanks for shooting our wheels off with Peter King.
All right, boys. Talk to you next week.
See ya. Okay, we'll see you. Saw you.